Exclusive: Ted Cruz, Joe Biden would pack the Supreme Court. End filibuster to entrench Democrat power. By Sean Moran on October 1, 2020. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview on Wednesday that former Vice President Joe Biden would pack the Supreme Court and the Senate filibuster and make Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C., states to entrench Democrat power. During the presidential debate on Tuesday night, Biden dodged a question from Fox News anchor and moderator Chris Wallace if he would support ending the Senate filibuster or pack the Supreme Court. President Donald Trump also attacked Biden for dodging Wallace's question. Cruz charged that even though Biden avoided the question of packing the court and ending the filibuster, he expects that a Biden administration would support these radical moves to entrench Democrats' power in Washington, D.C. Cruz told Breitbart News, "Biden completely dodged the question of packing the court. The reason is the answer is yes. If the Democrats take power, I think we should expect to take it deadly seriously, their threat to pack the court. If we wake up in January and the federal government is run by Joe Biden, Chuck Schumer, and Nancy Pelosi, I think one of the first things they'll do is Chuck Schumer. And the Senate Democrats will end the filibuster in the Senate. And, if they do that, a Senate minority can't do anything to stop them from ramming through their radical agenda. I also think one of the first steps they'll do is add two new states to the United States. Add the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico. And the reasons are really crassly political. The Democrats believe if those two become states, they will elect four Democratic senators. So if we start January with, say, 50 Democrats, we may end the year with 54 Democrats, and I think they want to do that to really entrench their power. And, when it comes to the Supreme Court, I really think Senate Democrats are more than ready to pack the court and increase the number to 11 or 13. They are furious, they are filled with rage that President Trump has gotten three Supreme Court nominations, and they think this is their territory that they own. And we have seen a previous Democrat president pack the Supreme Court. FDR tried to do it at the height of his power in his own party. The Democrat Party rejected his efforts. That was going too far. Cruz added that even late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg thought it would be a mistake to expand the number of justices, because it would politicize the nation's highest court. During the debate, Biden distanced himself from the progressive wing of the Democrats, claiming that he is the standard bearer for Democrat policies. However, Cruz charged that Biden cannot stand up to the radical left, adding that Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, Biden's running mate, is a co-sponsor of the Green New Deal. He charged that Biden's leftist policies would crush high-paying energy jobs and send manufacturing jobs back overseas. Cruz said, "You know, I don't think Biden is abandoning the left. I think, rhetorically, I think he's left dangling in the breeze. I think as a practical matter, Joe Biden is captive to the hard left of the party. If you look where the Democrat Party is, where the energy is, where the passion is, it is with Bernie Sanders. It is with Elizabeth Warren. It is with AOC. If you look at the Democrat convention, where Bernie stood up and said we may not have won the nomination, but the positions have prevailed. The radical leftist socialism of Bernie Sanders used to be an outlier in the Democratic Party. It is now Biden's economic agenda. Bernie Sanders wrote it. They co-wrote the radical agenda. Even though Biden said he is not proposing the Green New Deal, his running mate, Kamala Harris, is a co-sponsor of the Green New Deal, the fundamental ideas. I thought it was an enormous failure of Chris Wallace, the debate moderator, that he did not ask Biden what aspects of the Green New Deal do you disagree with. I think Biden, if elected, would mount a frontal assault on U.S. energy production and move to ban fracking in America, which would destroy millions of high-paying jobs in the country. It will savage manufacturing and send blue-collar union jobs back overseas. But it also about what the environmentalist California billionaires, who are calling the tune in the Democrat Party and where I think Biden will substantively, because he doesn't have the strength and fortitude to stand up to the radical left in his own party," he added. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.